The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, did you get that picture I just texted you?
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So you see that? That's my son. That's Elijah at 4 years of age. Now, you know, you can
which
decide.
Which one? Sitting up or bending
sitting,
over?
The one sitting up.
Okay.
And why
that was a long time ago. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. That's 10 years ago. We had gone on a Christmas cruise, the family. Now, we're probably the only thing, because we have extended family. They're not organic like we are, but we are. So we brought all of our own food in massive coolers to the ship's dock and talked with the, you know, in advance, the whatever, Holland and America, I don't remember what it was. And they agreed, because we had a bigger party, that they would take our food and prepare our food for us all week. How's that for a commitment?
Wow.
Not that there was any mistake about my level of commitment on that, as you've heard from other people. But anyway, weird. That's the sidelight. That's not the reason I bring this up. My wife, on the break, she reminded me, as we were talking about that moment of the kids and the sunshine, reminded me that at 4 years of age, we had docked at, like, I don't know, St. Martin or whatever. It had this long dock, you know, and we were all, you know, out there chatting, waiting on whatever it was. And only those little potted plants for shade, too short for an adult. And my wife's saying, we didn't tell them to do that, but all the adults stood out in the sun because we didn't have anywhere to hide from the sun there, equatorial sun. My son, another little boy, on their own. We didn't encourage them. Go stand in the shade. Go sit in the shade. No, Elijah goes right to the shade, sits down at 4 years old, which is why it was a moment of duh, because kids know.
And he was doing that because he was deathly afraid of getting skin cancer, right?
No, he was just hot, and he wanted to
get
in the
shade.
Oh,
he was just hot. So it was hot outside, there was shade, and he sat in the shade because he was hot.
Exactly. So we have some evidence here that kids know it without being studied. They could have just asked the parents.
How much money did you get paid to do that study?
Yeah, I know. Right then and there, we revealed it on the air. Amazing that. All right. Hey, well, this hour, Dr. Kate Kevel and her son, Kevel Murray, coming on. We're going to talk more about overcoming cancer, his testicular cancer. We had discussed that at the Healing Revolution Summit. We're going to get into that as well. We do have another question of the day coming in. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Eventually, the questions of the day also end up on our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel. So sign up there, and you can get plugged in case you miss anything. Remember, for this hour, if you're just joining us, next week, Monday through Friday, we start 7 p.m. That's on August 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Isn't that weird? We wouldn't be starting the show for another 3 hours, just under 3 hours.
Yeah, it'll be nice for me because that's 4 in the afternoon for me. So.
I know. I'm going to be going to sleep. Dude, you're going to have to wake me up. What am I going to do?
It's like I told you, I'll be on probably my sixth cup of coffee by then.
So it's going to be the Super Don show.
It's going to be the Super Don show. Yeah.
Exactly. RSB will show up occasionally. Looking forward to that. Sorry that Matt's not going to work
late
enough to hear it.
Nothing but fart jokes for 2 hours.
Oh, man. All right, kids, hide your parents. Wait, no, that's right. Hide your kids. All right. We want to hide everybody. This is the question. You know where it's going. Robert, thanks you so much. I think he meant thank you so much. For spreading the word. I don't know which word it is. He says, this is from Dwayne, by the way. I enjoy listening to your podcast while I take my daily 3-mile walk to better health. See, you know what's interesting about Dwayne? He's not up on a ladder when he's listening to us doing honeydews. He's walking 3 miles to get wet.
Yeah, not like those people in the U.K. That
not
the
U.K. Up on the ladder, listening to Robert Scott Bell show. And if I mention you, all right, don't do that. Of course, you got advanced arnica, hopefully, from King Bio. So, anyway, Dwayne continues. The recent article on Ebola makes me think that maybe it has been weaponized into an airborne form. I've been making my own colloidal silver for over 15 years now and make it by the gallon. This has saved me a fortune in medical bills. If the Ebola pandemic does become a reality, what is the best protocol for protecting ourselves? Such as in taking as a preventative, something that you can take as a preventative, or can it help those already infected and at what stages? Thanks again, Dwayne. All right, Dwayne, we got it. Now, I don't recommend making gallons of your own colloidal silver at home simply because I know if you're using that much, the risk for argyria becomes much more real. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but the bioaccumulation of the large species, large clumpy globs of silver compounds that are made at home, are not great for or ideal for long-term use. Acute crisis intervention, when you have no other choice, okay. But right now you have access to the hydrosol that you want to be fully functional, darn near 100% active. And that's why we use the hydrosol here. And I'm seeing reports of people talking about colloidal silver in relation to Ebola, and it is absolutely appropriate. The only thing you need to know about efficiency of dealing with viruses is that viruses are pretty small, and if the colloidal silver particles the compounds, the silver salts, different things that often are in homemade stuff, and sometimes in professionally made, are too large to interact efficiently with the viral proteins. And if they're small enough, as they are in the hydrosol, you can be sure that you have the ability to denature the protein coat of a virus or even penetrate the viral coat and go into the Ebola or any other virus and bind to the DNA. And that stops it from being able to replicate. Of course, that's how, in theory or maybe in actuality, this is such a devastating scenario. Now, I am not in agreement that Ebola is severely, communicable. I don't think it's as easy as they say. Now, is it true that they might have weaponized it? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not there. Is it possible? I suppose they do some strange things in government just to see if they can. And then they say, well, now that we know it can, we'll kill it. It's like, in the meantime, are they willing to kill us in the process? But as I've said and referred to over the years, and I was looking at this back in the 1990s, about studies on minerals like selenium. How selenium was so deficient in the soils, particularly Liberia and other areas, that these people that are suffering with Ebola have complete cellular breakdown, cellular dysregulation. If you don't have selenium in your soils, you're not going to have it in your food, and you're not going to have it in your body eventually. And that means all bets are off on healthy metabolic functions. Normal things become abnormal or abnormal things. And these viruses spew out of your own cells and endogenously, not necessarily that you catch them. But if you're in a susceptible state because you are lacking selenium, or if you're lacking proper sanitation, hygiene, all of the other things, law of the terrain concepts, then you become susceptible for what they might consider virological outbreaks and the manifestations of those diseases. Are they the cause of it? Or are they the result of it? Still, I'm not convinced that I need to abandon my understanding of the law of the terrain and go back to the germ theory that says the mere contact with or presence of a pathogen or a virus is all you need to get sick. Typically, you needed some way for that virus to get on you, then in you. And then it has to be able to take hold. They call it an incubation period. Is it manifesting and doing its thing before your immune system could see it? Well, that's why we want to modulate immunity. We want our immune system to be as alert as possible. How does it manifest? What does the law of similar say? You know, in homeopathy, what remedies would we take related to the manifestation of Ebola? But we also want to address the direct neutralization of viral replication, which most efficiently is done with silver in the right form, the right size, the right electrical activity associated with it. So I'm doing nothing different for me, for my family right now, because I don't know that it's definitely impacting and outbreaking massively here. I'm not saying that it won't or it couldn't, because we've talked about the nutritional deficiencies here in America. Even though we appear to be healthier, we're dealing with a toxicological burden, much like it talked about cigarettes coming in with cadmium depleting selenium as well. That can make smokers susceptible for Ebola here in America. selenium deficiency again. Again, if I was in a situation where suddenly there's an alert, it's happening, I'm going to be taking a teaspoon orally, sublingually, maybe even hourly, but at least 5, 6, or 7 times during the day, do the similar for my kids and my wife. And we would modulate immunity, strengthen immunity. What? I would be doing extra beta 1-3-D glucan, you bet, from Better Way Health. No doubt about that. Homeopathic infection remedies, virus remedies. You can contact King Bio. They may not be able to tell you directly some of these things, but the law of similars allows for the use of remedies that correspond with the manifestation, the fever, etc. We don't want to suppress the fever. We don't want it to go dangerously high, but if you suppress it, you could end up doing what modern medicine did in the early part of the 20th century with the Spanish influenza, when they gave aspirin and shut down the immune system, stop the fever. That's insanity. Don't do that. Encourage a fever. Phosphorus, homeopathic phosphorus, when the body is burning up. Phosphorus, homeopathic. Okay, that's another thing you can do. Super Don, I feel like I'm going long and just letting loose stream of consciousness on this Ebola subject, but maybe you could stop me and say, hey, what about this or what about that?
I why would I do that? No.
Well, occasionally, I'm just talking in a vacuum.
It's important. It's a huge story. Mm-hmm. It is scaring a lot of people. I think the media is maybe, you know, enjoying that to a certain degree, and anybody in the media can get irritated at me for that. But mm-hmm. you know, it's just a scare thing. People are dying. The latest that I saw on this is they do have an experimental serum that they only had enough for one, and the main leading doctor that was treating this decided not to take it and give it to his associate or her associate.
Right.
So look, I mean, it's a tragic thing. A lot of people are dying. I think the body count is, you know, up to over 700 now.
Yeah, it is, and I know I neglected to play the clips you prepared. I'm sorry, I just kind of dove into it, but
no, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Listen, if you are around a television that has a news channel, you're hearing it. I mean, it's not anything new, but you know, obviously there are things that can be done and things that are not being done, as you're pointed out, that would not require a vaccine, which is the next thing that's on the horizon now.
Well, listen,
in fact, I was just reading an article. Fauci is out there going, vaccine, we'll get a vaccine.
Yeah, how do we get the vaccine for it? Now, nomorefakenews.com, our good buddy John Rappaport is publishing some things on Ebola. Is it psychological warfare? Is it really a global pandemic? I'm not saying that these people aren't sick and dying. Like I said, we don't dispute that, just like we don't dispute that people are dying of immune deficiency with AIDS. We dispute the cause of it. And even if they can point to a virus, the issue is, why are they susceptible? We go back to selenium. We go back to the law of the terrain. They do not. They are the CDC, the Center for Dunderhead Control or Creation. All right. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Dr. Kay Kevel will overcome cancer with her son, Kevel, as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, back at it here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, occasional irreverence on the air, tackling some pretty tough stuff. One of the things that my buddy Richard Pearl wants to do on the air here is talk about the disaster that is what's going on in the Middle East, in Israel, Palestine, etc. And we're working on getting him on board. We might have done it today, but I couldn't reach him. But we're gonna get right into our subject now. Dr. Kate Kevel, we had her on at the Healing Revolution Summit. We met her. She's an absolute sweetheart, and she's doing great. There's going to be a water class in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where she is, or we should say Southern, where she is at. That's how we say it in South. And we'll talk about that as well. And her son, Kevel Murray, is with us now. But first, Dr. Kate Kevel, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Oh, doing great. I only wish I could join you for the water class after the show today.
I know. It's going to be really exciting. I think we have 20 or 30 people coming.
Yeah, and our good buddy Paul Barichero is going to be there.
Yes, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, when we got together and got to meet at the summit, you know, you told your story, of course, as a doctor of chiropractic, good healing work that you're doing. But you brought up the incredible story of your son, and we're going to hear from him in a moment. But, I was just amazed, not that that he was able to recover through natural methods, but so few people are able to overcome the fear of modern oncology in cases of diagnosis when they say you've got to get on chemo immediately. Can you remind us how that story started before we bring Kevel up?
Oh, sure. Kevel was diagnosed in 2006. Of stage 4B testicular cancer. He was given one option, and that was radical surgery followed by chemo and radiation. What we did was immediately started doing research because we both knew that he probably wouldn't have survived the chemo or the radiation, plus we knew the negative side effects of it. So we did a lot of research. I contacted Thomas Levy. Thomas Levy wrote the book, Cure for All Disease. And Dr. Levy gave me a recipe for high-dose vitamin C IV therapy. And so we started that immediately. Now, my son did have metastasis in the kidneys, three tumors in the kidneys and the lungs. And so we started the vitamin C IVs. We did the IVs every other day for 3.5 weeks. And then I encouraged my son to go in for another CT scan or another blood test. And the test results came out that the cancer was gone and there were no tumors.
Right, right. You did modified, if I remember correctly, some Gerson therapy concepts as well.
Yes, we decided to do Gerson to make sure that the cancer did not return.
Okay.
So the vitamin C IVs we did first initially, and then Pebble flew out to Gerson and spent 3 weeks. And Gerson, when you go out to Gerson, you spend 2 or 3 weeks. And they teach you how to cure yourself.
Yes, they do. Let's bring Kevil into the mix here. Kevil is on hold. He's out in California, and he's joining us today. And I appreciate you so much. And your mom, a special mom you have there. Kevil, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How old were you when you were given this dire diagnosis, if you will, of this testicular cancer?
Well, first of all, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And I was 22 at the time of diagnosis. And right now I'm 30, so it'll be 8 years in October.
8 years. Okay, I'm thinking at 22. You know, I'm thinking my life is ahead of me. Sure, I've been chronically ill. I still haven't learned because I only started into homeopathy at 24, but I certainly wasn't thinking testicular cancer. I was thinking in my 40s I would get cancer because of all of my elders had it, and they were healthy when they were kids. Did you have any signs in the previous 22 years that there was something wrong, or was it just a sudden at 22, oh, my gosh, stage four, what's happening?
Right. I had some digestive imbalances early on when I was around 17 or 18. But apart from that, we found out that it was celiac-related. It was gluten-related. So we fixed that. I just cut out gluten from my diet, and that seemed to solve that problem. So apart from that, I didn't really have any indication of an early onset of cancer. And you know what? That's like the first thing people say is, you know, you're so young to have cancer. But honestly, it can strike at any age.
Well, we see now, Kevil, with the concept of epigenetics, the exposure of toxins in our parents, grandparents, and even great-grandparents' generations now impacting us in ways that Hahnemann had not intended to ever have to cover with his miasms. They weren't so toxicological as they were, let's say, bacteriological, etc. We're going to get into this story more with Kevil Murray and his mom, Dr. Kate Kevil, the recovery from cancer at a young age. Devastating situation after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we continue talking with Dr. Kay Kevel and her son. His name is Kevel as well. I have to ask. I'm sorry, I just do, because Super Don wants to know. Kevel, if your mom's last name is Kevel and your first name is Kevel, were you known as Kevel Kevel?
No, you know what? It wasn't very often that it did come up occasionally, but my last name is actually Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Well,
an Irish tradition to name your child, your first child, your last, the mother's maiden name, and then the father's last name.
Gotcha. No, Alyssa, people are going to be wondering about that. I know you're Kevel Murray, but it's one of those things we got to go to. Now, on to the serious stuff here. Dr. Kate Kevill can be found, Kate Kevill, D.C. It's Kevill, K-E-V-I-L-L-E, D-C.com. And we have it linked up in the show notes, as you'll see a picture of Dr. Kevill and myself at the Healing Revolution Summit. And Kevill out in the West Coast, California, living the life of a young man. He's out there, he's working, he's managing, he's doing things. And yet at 22, diagnosed with stage 4B testicular cancer with metastasis. Now, we're not just talking about stage one where, oh, you've got plenty of time, take your time, do something else. You're talking the fire alarms are going off. They're trying to dump chemo on you, in you, surgically go everywhere. And, Kevill, I got to ask you, did your mom immediately say, whoa, hold on a second here? Did you say hold on a second here when you saw your options? How did you get to that point of being open to other options?
Yeah, actually, she let me make the decision on that one because she didn't want to be the one to, you know, to ultimately decide. So, you know, first off, it was just, I was just thrown into the mix. You know, after finding out that I had cancer, it was immediate. Like within 3 days, I had surgery to remove, essentially one of the tumors, which had engulfed my testicle. And so on top of that, they wanted to do chemo and radiation within a matter of, you know, 1 to 2 weeks. So they gave me very little time to decide between any other alternative treatments, which, of course, aren't even really an option to conventional therapies. And, you know, thankfully, I went with the Gerson therapy because, you know, after deciding that I didn't want to go through with it, I had, you know, a gut feeling that it just wasn't right for me. It didn't feel good. Then my mom really researched it and just researched all the avenues, researched all the possible routes that we could take to not really destroy the cancer, but heal it, because it's really a totally different methodology. It's a totally different way of thinking. You're not going at it trying to kill it, but trying to heal it. It's bringing a state of healing to the body, and that's done through juicing, through organic, healthy meals. You know, in the beginning, the first year and a half, it's all vegan. So it's very methodical, and it's very well designed, well planned protocol that Dr. Gerson established.
Well, you mentioned something called a gut feeling, And I want to encourage my listeners to pick up on that, if you haven't already, that your gut is more intelligent than all the doctors on planet Earth combined, and that to abandon it is usually only achieved through fear. They frighten you away from listening to your gut.
Dr.
Kevill, you were acknowledging that. I think you heard it.
Yes, the doctors actually called me a murderer, so they put me in jail if I did not follow their rules. So it was very frightening because they were so adamant that their way was the only way.
Well, so, it was fortunate in one sense that Kevill, your son, was 22 over the age of being a minor, so that he could make the decision. So they couldn't call you, well, call you a murderer. But right now in America, if you were to give this option to your son and he was 17, they would probably take your son into custody and force him into chemotherapy and radiation, radical things that could kill him.
Yes, I have a patient right now out in California who is going through that same battle. Her son is 11. And they threatened her with putting her in jail and taking full custody of her son if she did not continue the chemo. So, yes, that's what they do. It's happening every day.
Well, I talk about this being the United States of Drug America. And, you know, I acknowledge that people need to come at this from a religious perspective, because no matter what your religious beliefs or affiliation is, that fundamental starting point of the Organic American Republic is one we must get back to and realize that everything in life is a religious and or spiritual experience, however you define it. And because we've been manipulated to believing there are parts of our lives that are not spiritual experiences, therefore these criminals, these medical minions and their government counterparts that make them the monopoly that is possible to kill so many, eke into your life and say, no, your spiritual beliefs don't count here. That's not where they count. And of course, my argument, my encouragement is that they are everywhere, and until we start living that way, we are subject to not only their manipulation, but their willingness to steal, to abduct, to kidnap our children and force them into their church, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kevill, have you ever heard anything like that before?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. What they have is a license And, you know, it's questionable whether that's a license to kill or if it's a license to heal. In some cases, yeah, absolutely, they're helping a lot of people. But in many other cases, it is absolutely doing zero good. Zero good. Because what they're doing is dousing the body with chemicals. Every single cell of the body is either altered or destroyed. So you tell me that that is something that we want to pass on to future generations.
Mm. Yes, and if I can also say something, Robert, I have helped over 2,000 people clean up after chemo and clean up after radiation, and it's virtually almost impossible. The side effects, the chemo brain, the chemo joints, the toxic liver, these people suffer so much, and many of them, the cancer returns.
Yeah.
I think there are statistics that I think it's between 5 and 8 years the cancer will return. I have a patient right now that it's returned. And again, they use fear, more chemo, more radiation, more poison, you know, without even giving somebody an option to look inside their body and to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, modern medicine has devolved into a death cult over the 20th century. Some would argue that it's been that way forever, outside of their ability to come in acute crisis situations and manage trauma or remove something, as
right.
they did for you, evidently successfully. And, Kevel, let me ask you, it's kind of personal, but are you functional? I mean, did you recover? And also, in that arena, are you able to have children should you want them one day?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm fully functional in that arena. You know, I still have one. That's all I really need is one good one. And it's fully healthy. I didn't get any chemo or radiation to damage any of that whatsoever. So I'm very grateful in that aspect of it. But you know what? I was lined up to do just that. I mean, I went to
sperm
saying it correctly. Sperm is
bank.
It? Yeah, sperm banking is it. So, you know, I went up and I did that because we had it, you know, I had the card and everything to do the chemo and, just, you know, obviously decided against it. And thankfully I did because I didn't have to, you know, I don't have to go to that sperm bank of, genetically defunct, you know, so to
right,
speak,
right.
that, genetically defunct, product.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, Kevel, and also, you know, you talk about the damage, and your mother just talked about the damage of people who have gone through chemo, the undoing of it is almost as difficult as the reversing of the cancer, which actually may be simpler. And I love the way you described the healing instead of the battle, the fight, the killing. Because if you
right.
go into a warfare mode, and a lot of people still adopt that language, if that works for you, fine. I'm not here to dissuade
yeah.
you. But I tend
yeah.
to like to be positive about these things and build that healthy body as opposed to trying to kill and destroy things. We recognize if a body is ravaged with microbial pathogens, we may have to reduce that burden. But here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we acknowledge there are ways to reduce that burden without poisoning the body. And that's not
right.
acknowledged by the allopathic side of things.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
right. It's two different methodologies that of going about treating cancer. And that's why I don't even use their cancer speech because it's an indoctrination, really. It's a spell of what cancer is. But we've been taught incorrectly. That is not what cancer is. If cancer were that, trust me, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
If cancer were what they teach us, I would not be here. What they would call it is a spontaneous remission, I believe.
Yeah.
Spontaneous, meaning they can't explain it. They have no idea how it happens. They would like to say it's them, but they know very well that it's not. Because according to their own knowledge and quote-unquote wisdom, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because they gave me 6 months without
6 months to live,
conventional
yeah.
treatment. 6 months
right.
without conventional treatment. So,
Kevel, let me ask your mother, Dr. Kevel, you had mentioned that when you went back in to see the doctor, I don't know if it was years later, they had assumed that your son was dead. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, it was a friend of mine who's a nurse. She works for the oncology center, and she was in the cafeteria, and she went up to the three doctors and oncologists and asked them, why don't they bring in vitamin C IV therapy? Why don't they bring in Gerson therapy? And they said, why would we do that? And she said, well, what about Kevin Murray? And they said, oh, we thought he died. Just nonchalantly. Oh, we thought he died. That was it. They didn't ask about him. They didn't ask how he was doing, if he was living.
What?
Yeah, exactly. But what, when they found out he was alive, you think they would have been curious to say, how did it happen? Maybe we should look into it.
Robert, one would think
I thought,
so. Yeah,
yeah,
one would think so. Excuse me. But it would disprove everything that they know and believe. It would disprove their whole, you know, mansion and nice car and their whole way of living. It would disprove it all.
You would violate the dogma and belief system of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Listen, we're about out of time, but Kevel, amazing journey. I hope you're out there talking about it more than just here, but I'm so glad you joined us with your mom today because this is very inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm very grateful to be a part of this radio show, and I'm grateful that you invited me and my mother on. Thank you.
All right, and go see Dr. Kate Kevel in Spartanburg, North Carolina, South Carolina, I should say, 864-253-0701, 6 o'clock this evening. They're going to do a water class, and Paul Baratier will be there. Dr. Kate, thank you so much as well.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for everything.
Spider news after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed.
Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dude, we have done so much today on the show. Super Don, it's like 10 shows in one today, it feels like.
Yeah, just packed full of information. And what a great interview that was with Dr. Kevel and her
Kate
son.
Kate and Kevel. Dr. Kate Kevel and Kevel.
I love how you were asking. Is it Kevel? Just wondering.
Just had to. Super Don, you know if I didn't do that, you would be yelling at me after the show. Why didn't you ask them?
But no. you learned something new today. I guess it's, what did you say, it was an Irish tradition?
Irish tradition, right?
Nice.
Well, we covered the bariatric side effects of what? Bariatric surgeries. We covered emphysema. We talked about the HPV. We talked about kids who actually know what shade is.
Right.
And Ebola as well.
Right.
And we talked cancer, overcoming cancer. And that's right. A cool thing. Kevel is a living example. He's one of the ones that Dr. Batar said were irrelevant. Not that Dr. Batar said it, but he was told by the medical board, irrelevant. As he, you know, here, look at all these people that are cured from cancer or autism. They're irrelevant. No, they're very irrelevant. And
I'll tell you what, the thing that got me was how she was saying this, you know, when she was asking, what about Kevel Murray? Oh, well, we thought he died.
Right. And the fact that he didn't, a sane, rational, compassionate human being would go, wow, it's wonderful. How did this happen?
How did he not die?
What can we do? Right? But no, they shut down. And as Kevel said, it would destroy their religion. Their religious beliefs would be utterly destroyed. And, of course, their economic viability would be somewhat called into question. So we know why they don't want to see it. But still, it's not human. It's at that point. Now you're operating on a different level in a different way. So thank God for Kevel and his mom, Dr. Kevel. We appreciate them. Go to the water class. And here's the next funny headline of the day, kind of wrapping up the show. Tennessee teen, once bitten, now scared of brown recluse spiders.
Wait a second. I don't understand.
All right. What is that headline? If you were bitten by a brown recluse spider, you'd be going, I'm not getting anywhere near that. That would be an appropriate fear for survival.
I would think so.
What is the point of this?
If you got bit by a snake, you'd probably be a little leery of snakes. I don't know why that's the headline, though, and that's the crazy thing here. ABC News, whoever decided to come up with this headline, decided to focus on the fact that she is now afraid of spiders after being bitten by a brown recluse and her legs swelling up and turning blue and getting 103-degree fever and throwing up. She's now scared of spiders.
Hmm.
Okay, I guess we just don't need to watch any more news today.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a healthy fear. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, don't mess with them. Some have told me that the daddy long leg spiders, you know about them? Daddy long legs?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, it might have been my son, he was looking at spiders, because he doesn't like spiders, was saying that it's more venomous than the brown recluse, but it's because their fangs are so small, they can't inject venom into humans, so there's no issue.
I've heard that.
You've heard that too? That. Okay.
And you know, it's funny, my son's Patrick, is here in the studio with me today, and it reminds me of fear of spiders. He's not a fan of spiders, and I remember this one time we were sitting in the living room, and this spider crawled onto my wife. And she went, oh, God. She went, ah! And she, like, you know, flicked the spider.
Yeah.
And the spider went sailing across the room and landed on Patrick.
Oh, no.
And Patrick, ah! He's hating me right now because
I know. He's like, Dad. Well, yeah. Hey, Patrick, you should be glad that your son didn't name you Naylor so that you would be Naylor. So be thankful to your dad. Super Don didn't do that. By the way, spider bites can be addressed homeopathically, silver, colloidal silver as well, but homeopathically we do the remedy called Leadum, L-E-D-U-M, Leadum, homeopathic Leadum. And you can utilize it orally and locally as a diluted tincture. But there are so many things that modern medicine doesn't know how to do. But remember also that you're dealing with venom or poison injected into you. You have to detoxify. You must increase the function of the liver, support it. Enhance glutathione production. You know, get on some One World Whey, for goodness sake. If they still got the special deal, it was like $75 for a Mongo 5-pounder. I don't know if they still have the 1-pounders available. But they get the new formula coming out soon. But we stocked up on the old stuff because we liked it. It was good for us. So One World Whey as well. But Leadum, L-E-D-U-M. There are spider bites, insect bites, bug bite formulas from King Bio, kingbio.com. And a healthy fear of spiders, just give them their wide berth if you're not sure. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. So there, the headline of the day, I think that was. It's a scary spider, though. It does look scary. Not even for Halloween. We just did it today. All right, Super Don, good show. Matt, thanks for hanging aboard. Remember, one more day at this time slot. What time do we start? 3 to 5. Forget it. We're not doing it anymore after tomorrow. And we have Dr. Newsom coming up. I'm excited to introduce to you a new expert here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that knows his stuff on detox. We got that. We got Dr. King, Healing Revolution Friday. But in the meantime, tell your friends, as I'm telling you, the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.